Everybody say lessons from the lave. Shavuos Abalein Latova. Parshas Naso Abalein Latova. Parshas Bamidbar Abalein Latova. Yom Yushalayim in review. We got it all, baby. And I'm going to try to do it in less than, believe me, 20 minutes? Nah, probably 25. I can't commit. Less than 2 minutes. Forget about it. You're crazy. Okay. So I want to dedicate this year. Lefuah Shleima for all the Cholim in Yisrael. Chaya Bas Rus. Bela Bas. Sora Esther Perel. Some personal family members that are a bit under the weather. My son just had a little surgery yesterday, and he claims to be in pain. Maybe just because he wanted to take off today. My daughter also had a little finger thing. My wife's under the weather, which makes me have to work, which is hard for me. Everybody Shabbat before Shleim Masoch Shar Cholei Yisrael. Shavuos is coming. I'm going to start with Shavuos, even though I shouldn't. I'm making a mistake. But I'm going to start with Shavuos. But don't worry, everybody. We're going to get to Naso. We're going to get to what we just read 2 days ago. Shemois. No, sorry. Bamidbar. Okay. And here we go. So, there's a famous question that's asked. I didn't ask the question. Tosfos asked the question in Brachos Yud Aleph. And Tosfos asked the question, which is such a good question, and it's one that we dafka should be thinking about. All the shiurim I've been giving through the years, you know, has been in business and halacha, with some jokes. And there we spoke about how a person's life in business is not just the working, but it's the education of understanding that working is within the realms of halacha. Halichos olam is halichos, halachos is halichos, right? Working, moving is always thinking about Hashem. How can I serve Hashem? Am I doing what Hashem wants? Ratzon HaTorah. But how can it be that if I make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and it's hard for you to understand this because you're sitting here learning all day, but when you come home in just a few weeks, and you have a good morning, you wake up nice and early, and you go to shul, and then you say Birchas HaTorah, because you're so jet lag, and you go back to sleep. And then you wake up, and you get guilty, because you've been sleeping the whole morning, and you're like, all right, it's time to open up a sefer. Why shouldn't you have to make Birchas HaTorah again? Well, stomach, that's what the halacha should be, right? Just like if I was sitting in the sukkah, and I sat there in the morning and I had delicious breakfast, and now I leave on my tiul and I come back for dinner the day of night. Of course you make another leishiv sukkah. In fact, you probably make a new leishiv sukkah if you leave the sukkah, you know, for an hour and come back. Right? And we have this, right? Nobody says you make one birchas hamazon all day, because I've come close to this, but I've been eating bread all day. Yeah, it doesn't work, right? I've tried the 72-minute thing. It's possible. In any case, so Tosfos asked this question. Tosfos says, here on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Shekvar Niftar B'Avar Abba. V'nishal L'harav Rav Yitzchak. Kigon, Anu Shein Anu Loimdim Miyad La'achar Tfila HaShachar. So we actually purposely, just to be Yotze Zayin, say Yivarecha Elu Dvarim. So we're at least Yotze. She'anu Tirdim V'hoichim Kach. Below Limud, we have to go to work. Emsayom until the middle of the day. We could have time to learn it in the middle of the day. Oh, Yoser, or people from New York who come home at 11 o'clock. Ain't Anu Mubarak, why don't make a Berachos upon Malcheres? Great question. So he gives a number of different reasons. The Heshiv Ari, that it's different over here. So he says, V'yesh Lamar, the Shani Torah, She'anu Me'ayesh Dato. We have no Yiyush. Wasn't that this year's Gemara? We have no Yish. I never give up. Torah is always on my mind. The Chol Shah Adam Mechuyu V'Lame Dechsiv V'Agita Bo Yomim V'Layla. So this Gemara seems to be, Torah has to always be on our mind. Rav Soloveitchik beautifully said, it's like the woman that comes back from maternity leave, that first day, and she brings the baby to the nanny, and she's at work physically, but she ain't really at work. Her mind's thinking, oh my God, I hope my little baby's okay. Oh, I hope they're taking care of her. Right? That's Torah, he says. But says Rav Huttner, and this is beautiful that it comes from Rav Huttner, he says it's much, much more than this. He said, it's not that I'm always learning, because you're not physically always learning. He says it's not that. It's the connection that we have. Lilmod almanas la'asos. My life has to be lived according to the Torah. There's no break in Torah because everything that I do, I have to stop. Wait a minute. Should I be doing this? I'm on a bus and I amazingly, miraculously got a seat on the bus. I yesterday had to travel on a bus. This is a big chiddush for Daniel Hartstein. I traveled together with Rav Sitra. We went to the Kotel after you guys were doing your little marching. And on the way back, Rav Sitra said, let's take a bus. I said, I don't know what this is. What is this? And you have to pay. It's a whole thing. There's a car. People have these things. Thank God he gave me his Rav card to use. And not on the, no, I took the 419. I was machadish to him. I said, we have to take the 419. Everybody talks about the 419. Okay, bye bye. So we go on the bus, and I get a seat. You know, it's like we're at the Kotel. You ever see that scene at the Kotel to get on a bus? It's crazy. Everybody's pushing on the bus. And I got a seat. And then the next stop, like right when you get out of Shaar HaShmos, there's another stop, and an old man gets on the bus. Halicha Soilim. Of course you have to get it up. Here I am. I'm a Chadish. I got a seat. That you have to do. But on the same bus ride, Rabbi Yisai, I'm sorry to say this, but I noticed it and it really bothered me. The way that it works, you know, there's a very busy, so some people get on the front, some people get on the back. People get on the back, they come off to pay. And there were six yeshiva bachrim, mamish bachrim, newly like your age, with the white shirt and the black pants, the hulgishef, and they get on the bus, and one kid turns, and he's about to come to, and they get it for half price, and he comes up, and his friend looks at him, and he's like, and they all sit in the back, not paying. Maybe I missed something here, but I think that you have to pay, and that's the way it works, right? And I was so upset. This is what Rav Hutner is saying. That's Torah, right? That's Lil Molal Mas Lasois. That's part of your day. That's Talmud Torah. That's part of the Chiyuv, is never to extinguish the Torah knowledge. And that's the famous Igeris of Rav Hutner. Rav Hutner has this awesome letter, which I've shared with you once, Igeret number 84, where he talks about a Talmud in his yeshiva in Chaim Berlin, says, Rebbe, you gave me the suggestion to go out to work. I can't work. I'm living a double life. It's terrible here. You have no idea what's going on. And Rav Hutner berates him in a way and says, it's not a double life, it's called a broad life. You're not living two lives, one at home. He goes, if you had two lives, literally, let's say you worked in America and you had a family here and a family there, right? That's two lives. He writes that. He says, yeah, that's two houses. But nobody says I have two houses because I sleep in the bedroom and I eat in the dining room. It doesn't make any sense. It's called a broad life. That's what the Rabbanu Shalom wants of us. To live life according to the Torah. So there's no break in Talmud Torah. It's part and parcel of my chiyuv. It's not only just to learn Torah. Anybody can learn Torah all day. That's easy. Try to go out and work and live al Torah. That's difficult. And that explains Rav Hutner, a Gemara, and I never thought of this great Kiddush. The Gemara says in Pesachim, how have I lost the place? The Gemara says in Pesachim the following. Oh. The Gemara says, it talks about this concept. There's a concept of Yontif. We have Shavuos. Now Shavuos is going to start, and Shavuos is going to be this wonderful, great holiday. And we do something that we never do on any other holiday. We don't have anything to grab onto. There's no lulav and esrog. There's no matzahs. So we grab onto Torah, and we stay up all night. And hopefully you really stay up all night in the appropriate way, meaning you actually learn Torah, and not just hock around the whole day, which is not what the Rabbanu Shalom is looking for you to do. So, the Gemara asks, what should a general yontif look like? What do I mean, what should it look like? What should I do? What activity should I be doing? We know there's a concept of the Oynig Shabbos. So says the Gemara, when it comes to yontif, there's a machoikis. Gemara says on Samaches Amud Beis the following. Rabbi Yeshua says there's an inyan of Simchas Yontif. But there's also a mitzvah of Shtia, Nechila. Chel Kahu, Chatziv, Lechila, Vishtia, Vechatzi, the base measures. Chatzi, Lahashem, Vechatzi, Lo. Split your day in half. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, maybe not. Maybe you have to have the entire day of Kulo Torah. And then, way down, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hakol Modim," but everybody agrees about Atzeres, based on the Psukim. But based on that Atzeres on Shavuos, Dibaino Namli Lachem, That for sure you need a lot of lachem time. Says Rav Huttner, out of any holiday where you would need lachem, I would actually argue that Shavuot should be the one time where you learn Torah ridiculously. You take a break to sleep a little bit, and then you get up again, and after lunch you go back and you have to learn more. You have to dedicate your whole time to Hashem. This is how, the chiddush is from all holidays. For sure everybody agrees that on Shavuot you have to dedicate time for yourself, meaning achila, shtia, time with the family. So says Rav Huttner, that's exactly the point over here. It's exactly the point. You got to be both. You got to be a learner, but anybody could do that. Right? No chiddush. Anybody can have a Shavuot where they're amazing and they learn all night. Yes, and it's the day of Kolos B'Barachim, says the Sifsei Chaim. Every year we're supposed to accept the Torah anew. But I think there's Svei Dinim over here. What am I doing in my personal life? When I sit down and I eat that meal, am I living a life of Lulmod Ula'asos? Does my Shabbos Yontif table look like one of Torah? Well, we're talking about sports, talking about Lashon Hara. Did you see what they were wearing? Oh, I couldn't believe she was wearing that. Oh, the rabbi? Eh. He took that off the internet. I know that for it. Or do I live is it a house of Torah? That's more of the Chiddush. And that explains a beautiful idea I saw from Rav Karmi Gross. Rav Karmi Gross is the Rav of the Biala Shul. I davened there at a bar mitzvah this Shabbos. I had to walk all the way up there. Chmano Litzlan. So hot. Part of this sunburn is because of that. And so Rav Karmi is also a Rosh Yeshiva, a really wonderful yeshiva. I think it's called Derech HaChaim. It's a Haredi yeshiva that's like a Hester yeshiva, where the boys get a degree in technology, and they use it to serve in the army. It's beautiful. So Rav Karmi Gross said something I never thought of. It's such a great thing. Our parsha is filled with, right, Bamidbar is filled with numbers. I think that's what it's called. And it says the words over and over again. B'mispar shemos l'mishpachtam. So I asked him last night, I was at the bar mitzvah itself, and I think he said he's heard this from Rav Bar Chaim. So he says, what does it mean, b'mispar shemos? They're two opposite things, right? We said this about the stars. It's actually interesting because it has to do with Yom Yerushalayim. Nidchei Yisrael Ichanes, Shabchi Yerushalayim. What do we say? Bir Mispar Shemos Yikra. The stars, they're Mispar and they're Shemos. What's a Mispar? Mispar is a number. You're just a number. You're just a number. You know, you're a number. I'll tell you what your number. Hoshia Esamecho Rechus Nachasecha Uyim Venasim Adoilom. You know the famous Hasidish. We sang it last yesterday. We sang a famous Hasidish joke. Why do Hasidim need 25 people for a minyan? Because they go, she has a mecharat and a chasar. Ureim, 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 ureim. Okay. Anyway, so, Viter, you're just a number. But no, you're not just a number, you're a name. Even though I'm counting you, says the Rabbanu Shalom, you're a number, you're part of Klal Yisrael. But you have a name, you're a mispar. You have to be part of the Klal, you have to accept the Torah anew, but you're also a mispar. You're also a mispar. But you're also a shame. He said to this, there was a bar mitzvah boys, they said, you become part of Klali, so you can be counted in the Hoshia Samecha, but you are your own person. And I think that's exactly, in our parsha, it's the same thing. At the end, we bring all these karbanos. So says the Rabbeinu Bachai, he says, that's a great thing. At the end of the parsha, in the last Aliyah, in Pasuk Pei Dalet, it says like this, Karas Kesef Shtayim Asar. He says, again? He says, you spent the whole parsha repeating. Everybody brought on the scene, brought exactly the same thing. Korbano, Karakesev, Achatnu, and we know it already. We know it from Hanukkah time. V'hine kol echad v'echad me'asim kivan b'machto oishetiyye k'min chaveru. It should be exact. V'chein b'shir mashkol, it should be exact in the weight as well. V'haisa karnas kol echad v'echad me'asim k'neged shifta. It was not the same at all, says the Rebbeinu Bachai. And he goes to prove this. He says, for example, Nachshon, Shnei Shavatim, Asidim, Latzeit Mimeno, Hello, Shlomo, the Melech HaMashiach, that's a whole different korban. It was the same physical korban. It was the same mispar, but the Shemos was different. The Kavonos were different. Because each had their own degel, and each of them knew what they were and what they represented. That's the Chiddush. You have to be part of the Klal. You can't make up rules for yourself and say, no, I'm not a minyan person. I don't have to be the Kabbalah the Torah. That's not for me. Right, which says modern Orthodox doesn't mean sometimes I'm modern and sometimes I'm Orthodox. It depends what day it is.
sense of what our is.
No. It means I'm going to be part of the world, and quite possibly, I believe, in my heart of hearts, the most difficult type of Jew you can be. I'm going to be part of the world, and I'm going to still live as an Orthodox Jew. Azai Chiddush. That's what Rav Hunter is saying. There's no saying Birchas HaTorah again, because my whole day is Birchas HaTorah. How I talk to people, how I react to people. He tells over the story. I was sitting next to an older man, and as he started telling the story, he's like, that's not the way the story should be told. So I wasn't sure, so I went on the internet to make sure the story. This is what the internet tells me, the chidushim from the internet. By the way, it's very funny. I'm telling you a story about Arturo Toscanini. Toscanini, 1867, was an Italian conductor, one of the most famous conductors of all times. So I'm searching from Israel, but Arturo Toscanini, the first four results that came up were H.com, all Jewish, because they told the story. Because a lot of people have used this story for the following reasons. 1920 was the first recording on radio. And they went live with a orchestra, La Salca Orchestra, in the Trinity Church that was going to be playing one of Toscanini's amazing repertoires. And there was a biography that was being written about Toscanini, and the guy called and he said, listen, I want to interview you, obviously, for the book. And he says, well, I can't do it tonight. It's a very special night. They're playing this is the first time everybody's going to hear it over the radio. He says, you know what? This is great for the book. Can I come and get your... It's like, okay, but, you know, total quiet. And they listen to it. And the guy that's listening, the biographer is listening, is like, this must be the happiest day of Toscanini's life. Now everybody can listen. Everybody can hear. You don't have to go to Italy. And they're playing it, and it's gorgeous over the radio. You know, it's hard for us to understand what this means, even me, to understand, now that Olav HaShalom and WPLJ went out of business. Anyway, there's a thing called the radio. It's over, and he says, okay, Toscanini, give me your thoughts. And he's waiting for him to be like, wow. It's like, that was horrible. Horrible. He's like, what do you mean it was horrible? He says, I wrote that music for 120 musicians, of them 15 violinists, there are only 14. So the guy's like, okay, dude, cuckoo. Like, it's impossible to know over the radio, there are only 14 violinists. So he says, you're telling me that 6,000 miles away, you can tell Toscanini that there's only, he goes, yep, 100%. You can hear it. So this guy took on a mission, he's going to find who conducted it, speak to him. So he goes and he calls and he finds it, the biographer. And after some ma'aseh matan, he says, no, I played it exactly, because he didn't want to get in trouble. And he says, yeah, somebody called out sick that day. Azai Chiddush. You're the 15th violinist. You're right, nobody else will realize. The Ribbono Shalom, ooh, he's got to hear. Ear to hear. He understands. You complete Klal Yisrael. Yes, you're only a misbar, but you're a shameless. You're a Chag HaShavuos, you're staying up all night, and that's a simon to show that Ribbono Shel Olam, this is really who I am. You're the Yom Kippur Jew, this is really who I am. Okay, but what about you the rest of the year? Who are you? It's a duality of who we are. Yes, that's true. The famous, everybody knows this line, I'm sure, Rav Simcha Bonum tells over. Simcha Bonum Bzhescha says that a person should have two pitakim. He should have two notes in his pocket. Very interesting chiddush. One, he says, should be that of the pasuk from Bereishis. Avraham Avinu says, Ve'anoichi ofer ve'efer. I am nothing. I am but nothing. Ve'anoichi ofer ve'efer ve'omer shekol echad ve'echad tzaras liyos lo shtei kish anush lishtamish bo. The other one, he writes, Bishvili Nivra Olam, Gemara, actually it's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin. They're opposites. I'm nothing, I'm nobody. The world was created for me. You're a shame, you're shamois. Yes, you're a shame. You're a misper also. A misper is like you're off of the effort. What do you think? You're so... You learn a lot of Torah, what does Pirkei Avos say? That's why God invented you. But I'm also Bishvili Nivroilam. I'm the 15th violinist. And God could hear it. That's why minyan is important. You're adding. I'm in the minyan. I'm not the 10th. I'm the 175th person in this minyan. Ah, but you're adding something like you have no idea. Yesterday was Yom Yerushalayim. Our Rosh Kollel, Rav Bagno, said on Erev Yom Yerushalayim, as Shabbos was going out, I don't know, I never thought of this before. We have two parakim we're supposed to say before benching. One we always say, I don't know why, Shabbos and Yontif, Shia Malos B'Shol Hashem Getzion, and one that we, at least me, don't say as much. Al Naharos Bavel, when you don't say Tachnun, you say that. Chassam Sofer Malbim also says, what a sad story that was. Al Naharot Bavel, Gam Yashavnu, Gam Bachinu, Zochen Etzion. Why? Because Nebuchadnezzar was such a Russia as they were leaving, kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, walking to Bavel. He says, take those harps from the Beis HaMikdash and play me a song from the Beis HaMikdash. I can't. They won't. They said, we won't do it. The contrast of that, Perek Tehillim, is of course what? We're dreamers. I think that's also the duality. You could look at life as, hey, something, this is destroyed. Nope, it is what it is. I didn't say this, Rav Bagno said, I'm living in Brooklyn. I don't recognize that what happened 52 years ago was such a miracle. One of the Shabbos Divrei Torah things that they put out just had quotes from the Gedolim, not religious Zionist Gedolim. Great Gedolim. Sarin or others, and what they said about Yom Yerushalayim and the communities that said Hallel on Yom Yerushalayim with the Bracha, Haredi communities. How are you so blind not to see B'shuv Hashem B'shuv Hashem here kecholim? The cloud, yes, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Rabbi said, the same day we went to the Kotel, there were riots by the Arabs. Yes, it's not ours, it's sad. But B'shuv Hashem B'shuv Hashem, look at the positive. You have things that aren't great about yourself, but look at the positive. B'shuv Hashem B'shuv Hashem here kecholim. Should we zoich to have a Shavuos unlike any Shavuos you've had in your life, because this Shavuos, you're much different. You've been introduced to the love of Torah, as we spoke about last week, the Devash, the Harefna of Torah. And with that, you have to live a life of not being just a misper, being a shemot, being the 15th violinist. Make us proud. And with that, we will truly sing, B'shuv Hashem, B'shuv Hashem, Ha'inu Kecholmim. Azim al aschok, we will laugh when we understand why everything happened in life. That will bring Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'meheiru v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.